Around. Don't wait. These deals won't last forever. Stop by today at 2815 West Highway 50 and let's get you into that perfect ride at an unbeatable price. Clint Boyer Autoplex, where we care.
Updating your windows and doors improves the appearance of your home while cutting back on maintenance requirements and energy bills. Contact Howard McGathan at The Window Company now for free in-home estimates on his Heartland brand replacements. They're 100% American made.
The Window Company.
KBOE Live and Local, sunshine, 48 degrees. It is 8:30, and that brings us to What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every third Wednesday here at KBOE and brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, well, it is probably not around. It's that simple. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. And to Council Grove Studio South, Phil Totten here on a Friday morning. Phil, good morning. How are you? Welcome to spring.
Well, I feel like one of them tops that we used to have when we were kids, you know, and play with and just spin around. I am in Studio South now, believe it or not. I've caught a catfish already this morning.
Oof, all right.
But the wind is really coming across the lake, and I do like watching these bird feeders this time of the morning. So before the show's over, I might migrate. with the fires that hit last Saturday, I guess it was, we just got to be careful out there with fire warnings, and you were doing very good, Ron, with announcing those on the shows. I talked with Brian Keith, and, you know, 4 miles just north of his place, that fire got loose and went all the way to Eskridge. So be careful out there. What I hate about fires this time of year is because it won't be long, we'll be having the birds nesting out there, and a lot of them like to use that grass from the year previous year to nest in, and so those nests will be destroyed, and the birds will try to re-nest, but they just won't have the vigor that they did on that first nest. Ron, I've asked Mark Merle to join us on the show this morning. Mark is the director, executive director of Kansas Wildscape, and they do a lot of good programs all across Kansas. They do all their programs in Kansas that I know of, and Mark is quite an outdoorsman extraordinaire, and he used to work with Wildlife and Parks. So welcome to the show, Mark. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Phil. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself. What led you to your career and just promoting the great outdoors like you do, and who introduced you to the great outdoors, Mark?
Sure, Phil. I'm basically a lifelong Kansas, other than about 2 years I spent in North Carolina when I got out of school at K-State. Been here all of my 60 years for the most part. Grew up hunting and fishing. My folks would spend lots of weekends camping at Council Grove, Milford, Perry, up in the northeast part of the state. And so kind of got exposed to the outdoors a little bit that way. My dad was what I called a weekend warrior back in the day as far as bird hunting and such. He'd go the opening weekend with some work buddies, and I got to go along when I was big enough, you know, probably 11, 12 years old, like a lot of kids, got to tag along and introduced to hunting that way, and then just kind of took it upon myself as far as everything else goes. Got a career started in fisheries and wildlife management down there in North Carolina, and then moved back to Kansas, and been here ever since. In Wichita, I worked for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks for 32 years and retired from the state in 2021, and spent a whopping 2 days retired and went to work the following Monday with the Kansas Wildscape Foundation. So still got my thumb on the pulse of the outdoors. I grew up hunting, fishing, all over the country, from northern Quebec to South Texas, bow hunting mostly. I love to fish, raise my kids. I have twin boys that are 25 and a daughter that's a little bit older and has a couple daughters of her own, so we've got grandbabies that we're bringing up outdoors. We camp and fish, and they've already, I got a five-year-old and a two-year-old, and the five-year-old's already caught her first fish, so we're kind of sending it out on to another generation. But, yeah, I started with Kansas Wildscape in 2021 and took the place of Charlie Black, a good friend of mine that that Ed decided to move to Minnesota. He loved it up there, and so when his last child graduated, Charlie moved up there, so I took his place with the Kansas Wildscape Foundation then.
Well, Mark, I believe I first met you. You was having a fishing information night there at Emporia, Leonard Urich. I think Leonard came down and he tried buffalo for us, and of course you did an excellent presentation on walleye. That's one thing that I'll do later on in the show is the Kansas walleye fishing now. But through that, we've done a lot of things together, and I used to read you in the Capital Journal. Just look forward to that. And goodness, the kids are 25 now. I remember when you wrote stories about them, especially the young lady catching white bass on Kansas Reservoir. That was really cool. So let us know a little bit more about Kansas Wildscape, Mark.
Yeah, Wildscape's a nonprofit foundation set up back in 1991 by former Governor Mike Hayden. And what Mike's vision was and a few others, some of our historical board members, Warren Gefeller and others, set it up to assist Kansas Wildlife and Parks with certain things, you know, that maybe they couldn't do as a state agency, you know, fundraise for various projects. And Wildscape's, I think, most noted for the cabin project that got started back in, I believe, the early 90s and got that going. So 73 of the roughly 130 cabins Wildscape either constructed or paid for, and the cabin program's off and running now. Wildlife and Parks does a great job in their state parks with the cabins and everything else camping-wise. And so those cabins are paid for and making some money for the state now. So Wildscape's been involved in other projects. Most notably, we started one in 2001 called Outdoor Kansas for Kids. And at that time, we had every state park in Kansas that had an outdoor event for kids. And all these events are free, and they focused on outdoor opportunities like archery or how to shoot a BB gun, how to build a birdhouse, you know, bird hikes, how to put up a tent, you know, and tried to get kids outdoors off the couch and into the outdoors. So Wildscape's done that. They helped with some wetland development up in Milford back in the day with some fundraising and got that going. Milford Wetland Complex is a beautiful one when Mother Nature cooperates with some water. But those are just a few of the projects that we've got going on right now. Of course, we work with other people in kind of the same industry, and you know, including you, Phil. You talked about being a spinning top, and I can't imagine how full your day is with all the things that you guys are doing. But we appreciate you and everybody else that's you know, trying to do some of the same things. We've all got similar goals and maybe go about them just a little bit differently, but they all in the end, you know, get people in Kansas outdoors and exposed to Kansas outdoor resources.
I do know, Mark, your OK Kids Day over at Burlington there is just a great success. I still talk with people and hear more and more things that you do over there. So I got to give you a What's an Outdoors tip of the hat for just all you do all across Kansas. One thing that I know you're involved with is the Steve Harper Scholarship. And that's one thing that I've copied with my What's an Outdoors Fund, that we offer college scholarships for kids that want to promote the outdoors, maybe like you, use that as a career. So what can you tell us about the Steve Harper Scholarship and how can we get future students to apply for that?
Yeah, there's quite a few of us within the Outdoor Writers of Kansas group, now the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, but many of us knew Steve. Steve lived in the same hometown in Newton where I live, and we did a lot of things together. Steve was a consummate outdoorsman, loved to promote it. Unfortunately, Steve passed away in 2000. At a way too young age of 55 and you know, kind of left behind a legacy of enjoying the outdoors. And so some folks got together and decided to come up with a scholarship to honor Steve. It's been going on every year since. It's $1,000. Any high school Kansas kid that's going into either outdoor journalism or communications and or wildlife biology, fisheries management, some kind of outdoor degree is eligible for the $1,000 scholarship. Last year, a young man named Daxton Foose from Salina won it, and he's headed actually at K-State this year, and the 2025 scholarship the deadline for it is April 30th. But folks can jump on our website and check that out. We do that in cooperation with the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas. We kind of administer the program and get the young student their check in the fall once they've enrolled. And you mentioned some of these people that have won these scholarships in the past. We have several of them that are now employees with Kansas Wildlife and Parks. My nephew, Dylan Osterhaus, was at Emporia State, went on to Iowa State to get his master's, and he's now working on his doctorate at New Mexico State. He had won that scholarship back in the day, and so there's a lot of these kids that continue on into that, and that's kind of the reasoning and the impetus behind Steve's scholarship is to encourage kids to take up this activity and kind of champion the cause for Kansas Outdoors.
Mark, I know you have partnerships with a lot of organizations, and that's one of the things Wildscape has done, and in my mind, has helped take over the used to be what we called the Governor's Turkey Hunt there in El Dorado. Now it's called the Kansas One-Shot Turkey Hunt, and you have a big event coming up with that. And can you tell us a little bit more about that, the luncheon, and what people might do to be able to get kids registered for that or to volunteer for it?
You bet, Phil. The Kansas One-Shot Turkey Hunt is in its fourth year now, and kind of took off. Mike Hayden, back when he was governor, started it as the governor's One-Shot Turkey Hunt. It went along for 30-some years, and he didn't know what was going to happen, but Mike and Steve Seymour, some other local folks there, wanted to keep it going, and so they kind of picked up the reins and took it, and they do work with several other organizations. Pass It On Outdoor Mentors and Wildscape, in conjunction with the One-Shot Turkey Hunt, we select five kids between 11 and 18 years old. We select them in January or February each year to participate in the hunt, and those kids go away hopefully with a hunt experience of a lifetime, and in addition, they go away with a brand-new shotgun. Wildscape sponsors a lifetime hunting license for each child. And they get some cool boots and camo gear and stuff, and then get to participate. We had 132 applicants this year for those five spots, compared to 82 last year. So word's getting out. You know, we wish we could take all 132, but that's where, you know, working with Pass It On Outdoor Mentors kind of picks up the slack. So many of those kids, almost all of those kids, indicated they'd like to learn something and about the outdoors. So Pass It On Outdoor Mentors, we'll be able to follow up with those kids and get the word out.
Well, Mark, in closing, can you tell us a little bit on how you get funding to help you out? I know you have a big coyote raffle coming up, and that's one of the things Ginger and I, we just love to do, is get out on our kayaks in the evening. You can't believe just to getting out there, how you can melt into the water. And then also let us know your contact information.
You bet, Phil. The newsletter just went out. You can get on our website at kansaswildscape.org and check out this kayak. It's got a retail value of $3,000. Tickets are $20 a piece, three for 50 or seven for 100. We're going to draw that on or after April 15th, but it's a sit-on-top kayak. It's called a Jackson Bite FD if they want to take a look at it, but you actually pedal it. You know, most people are assuming they get out and start cranking on the oars or the single oar there, but this thing, you can pedal forwards or backwards. And this is one of the fundraisers that we do, you know, in our newsletters and beyond when we do that. We've got a big fundraiser in the fall. But if anybody's interested in Kansas Wildscape Foundation, they can get on, check out our website at www.kansaswildscape.org. They can email me or give me a buzz. All of that's on the website if they like. I'll be happy to answer any questions that folks might have, get them hooked up with, you know, other groups. If we can't help you out, that's one good thing about us and others like us. If we can't help somebody in the outdoors, you know, we typically will try and send them in another direction to get them hooked up. All Wildscape money, you know, it's raised in Kansas and it stays in Kansas. We don't have anything to do with entities outside of the state. So every dollar we raise stays in Kansas for Kansans.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for being on the show and keeping me abreast of all you're doing, catching, hunting, and getting those kids outside for a better insight. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Keep on trucking. We appreciate you, too.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Nicely done. What's in outdoors? Phil Totten, Studio South today, Council Grove Lake, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Get your yard and garden spring ready with great savings at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. If it's time to retire that old tiller, Blue Stem has just the deals you need on Troy-built tillers to tackle the job. You'll save big on lawn care products from Scotts, Roundup, and Ortho. Find everything you need from sprayers and pruners to seeders and hoses. They've been helping bring your lawn back to life for over 60 years at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Spring has sprung with deals at Express Tire and Auto, your local trusted tire pros. We'll help keep you on the road, making sure you're ready for any adventure life throws your way. March 20th through April 8th, get up to $60 via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Prepaid Card with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. With Express Tire by your side, you can roll into the spring season with ease. Visit us in-store in Emporia or online at ExpressTirePros.com today. See store for complete details. Offer ends 4/8/25. Void where prohibited.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Phil at the Council Grove Lake Studio South today. And time now for a hunting and fishing report. Phil, what do you got for us?
Ron, the crappie haven't seemed to be up on the bank, and it'll be a while for that. The water needs to get a little bit warmer, but goodness, we are catching some fish out on the lake over brush piles where they're congregated, thinking about going to their spawning areas. So I'd be looking, if you do have a good locator on your body of water you like to fish, be looking at creek channels coming in, because they are in what we call the pre-spawn stage. But my neighbor, he has just been tearing them up. And, of course, he shares the crappie with me, and I'm basically a catfisherman. I got two boats, and it's present that neither one of them's running very good. So I don't want to get out on that lake in that wind. But I mentioned I got two catfish out there now. One of them I caught on a bluegill, and one I caught on a live bluegill. So catfish are going on cut bait. Neighbor, he caught a 15-pound channel cat on one of the crappies.
Okay.
That he caught. It's what some people are, they don't understand that you can use a sport fish for bait as long as that sport fish, and by that a crappie, even an 8-pound bass, was legally caught. So those can be used for bait, and live bait for catfish, especially later on when it gets a little bit warmer, is real good. My buddy Joe Bragg, some 30 guide service there at Milford, he's catching a few crappie there, and he calls it his two-for-one. He'll take people crappie fishing, and then they'll use the crappie for bait, and he has caught several blues in that lake at Milford for up to 40 pounds. And, I mean, it's just something. The weather just doesn't really feel like fishing days to me. And I know some people are trying to fish for walleye across the face of the dam. I'm scared it'll blow me in, Ron. The way it goes. But no, a lot of people there fishing for walleye, especially this time of year, and they should be up there spawning. I haven't heard any reports. I tried to get some feelers out there, but most of walleye fishermen are pretty tight-lipped. A lot of people like to use jigs, but I like to use a Rapala or a shallow-running crankbait, because that'll keep you out of the rocks. Ron, we got a big season coming up here. Starting April 1 is the turkey season.
Okay.
And now you have a youth season. It goes from April 1 to April 15th, archery 7 to 15. And then the regular season is April 16th through 31. And I remember when I first started doing radio, I did a radio show one time out there on north of town, and had my phone and everything going on, and ended up the show, and then right when I was calling a big turkey, and my phone went off. So one of the things now this day and age, if you're out there in the blind, you might want to keep your electronics off. But your limit is just one bearded bird. Well, you used to be able to harvest two, and that could either be a Jake or a Tom, and some hens have beards, so... But anything showing a beard is legal. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and I do want to talk about needing the role of volunteers.
All right, KVOE live and local. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Back with more right after this.
Spring is sprung with deals at Express Tire and Auto, your local trusted tire pros. We'll help keep you on the road, making sure you're ready for any adventure life throws your way. March 20th through April 8th, get up to $60 via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Prepaid Card with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. With Express Tire by your side, you can roll into the spring season with ease. Visit us in-store in Emporia or online at ExpressTirePros.com today. See store for complete details. Offer ends 4/8/25. Void where prohibited.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Being a cowboy is one thing, but being a calf boy, well, that's a whole nother matter. Calving season can make even the most seasoned rancher kind of skittish. A trip to Bluestem Farm and Ranch in Emporia makes you feel at ease, because with over 130,000 different items, they got everything you need. Ear tags, vaccines, squeeze chutes, powdered colostrum, even calf pullers. Just in case, go see the cowboys helping cowboys at Bluestem Farm and Ranch, Highway 50, Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:51, 48 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Phil, Studio South at Council Grove Lake here this morning. And volunteers needed, huh, Phil?
Oh, Ron, it seems like this day and age, everybody needs volunteers one way or the other, or several organizations. There's so many members in there have done some good things all through their life, and now we're all getting older, so we just need to do what we can to recruit younger people to fill the shoes of these people that have been carrying on the outdoors heritage and traditions for so many years. And with that, we're always looking for people that are looking for things to do, that fill in their heart to get out and help the people that have been organizing these programs forever. Just yesterday, I was on the phone with a lady from Clearwater, and she mentioned that I went down to help her out in 2017. Clearwater's 20 miles west of Wichita, southwest, and then never so much got off the phone with her, Topeka. Safe Kids, they want to do a program. And these are all good programs, all the need to get out and help these organizations out. Some of them do have paid employees and that are looking for ways. Some of them are very good organizations. I can't wait to do more with Safe Kids. And, you know, with that, we talk about fishing. We talk about non-consumptive enjoyment of the outdoors, rattlesnakes, hiking, and all that. But if anybody in our area is looking for something to do, they have a little bit more time on their hands, please contact Roger Wells, myself, 620-794-5373. Dave Foster with Wildlife and Parks. Of course, Dave was an educator out at Dodd City, and he's just doing so many good things in the field of hunter education. And then also you could call Alec Hayes there, PayRock. PayRock is getting out and doing more and more. They're getting, not that Emporia State isn't already known for a lot of things they do, but PayRock is really spreading the word what they do. And Alex's number is 1-620-341-5727. Ron, I will be working Women's Night Out on April 3rd, and hopefully I can have a lot of this information that we talk about on Watson Outdoors to hand out to those ladies. That's always an enjoyable event.
Yeah.
How's registration going for that?
Yeah, going good. We expect a good turnout again, Phil.
And the Councilville Marina, they're going to be donating again a half-day use of a pontoon. And if I do good judging this field trial, I might even treat those people to a quail dinner.
I will be doing that, man.
If Chuck got any pull with the man outdoors, let him know Phil's going to be out on a four-wheeler Sunday for about 8 to 10 hours judging the field trial. So please don't let it rain on me. I hate that cold rain running down my back.
I think you're going to be clear there. You're going to be it'll be rainless Sunday, it looks like.
Oh, I sure appreciate that. Of course, Megan Hilbish, I can't say is enough about what Megan's doing, and she was on KVOE earlier talking about a hunter's ed class. I haven't seen that class announced yet, but if people need to get certified and be able to get their license to hunt turkey hunt, you can go to safehunters.com, and that's the latest in the classes that are being offered in the field of hunter's ed.
Ron, I know we're getting short on time. I can't say enough for Brent Conan over here at Council Grove. They're taking registration now for their 22nd annual Council Grove Youth Turkey Hunt.
Okay.
And, you know, like Mark mentioned, some of these programs are just so good. They are offering another workshop and special turkey hunt. So if anybody has a youngster that wants to take advantage of getting outdoors, of course, we used to do those programs at Emporia. Gib Rhodes with the Turkey Federation used to do some great things over there. But Brent's program registration is due by March 28th, and you can give Brent a call at 620-767-5900. Mentioned the field trial. We will be having another Keep It a Safe Summer event. April 17th. It's going to be at Lyon County Fairgrounds. But people, there's a lot going on outdoors. Just got to stay tuned to KVOE. And any questions, give me a call at 620-794-5373.
So all right. You be careful out there this weekend, Phil.
All right. I'll still see if I can run a four-wheeler.
Good job. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Take care, Ron. Thank you.
All right, Phil Totten. What's in outdoors every third Friday, and of course, Phil, once we get the outdoor contest started, Phil will be with us weekly to be announcing winners on Friday morning. So, yeah, Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. 8:56, good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. British Airways has canceled all short-haul flights scheduled to fly into or out.